Stay with WCSN 99 FM. We'll keep you informed. We'll keep you entertained. VC Glass Carpet Company announces a grand opening at their spacious new store at 106 Fairfax Avenue in St. Matthews. To celebrate, VC Glass has come up with a whale of a sale on Millikan Antron carpet. You'll find very important savings. Select from rolls and rolls of the many luscious Millikan Antron carpets, so soft to the touch, and on sale now. Come register for 30 square yards of carpet to be given away free. Remember, experience counts. With four generations of carpet know-how, VC Glass Carpet Company is your assurance of satisfaction. Hurry to the VC Glass grand opening at 106 Fairfax and save on beautiful Millikan Antron carpet. See VC Glass Carpet Company for price and service. 52 years and still counting. This is WCSN Stereo, 99 FM.
There's only one WCSN, 99 FM, and we're getting better with age.
Watch out, Kentuckiana, you're gonna see us rolling.
News doesn't wait, and SkyCam shows you the story wherever it's happening. If you miss SkyCam's reports, you might miss the story. SkyCam, only from the newsroom.
You're gonna see just how good it can be.
Here's the WCSN weather. Clear, cool nights and mostly sunny, mild days through Thursday. Highs Wednesday in the low 70s, lows Wednesday night in the upper 40s, and we'll have a high Thursday of 75 degrees.
At 99 FM, we're WCSN Stereo.
Make no mistake, you're listening to WCSN 99 FM.
50 seconds, please. This is Billy Cox, minister of the Crescent Hill United Methodist Church. Dr. Cecil G. Osborne, director of Yoke Fellows Incorporated, Burlingame, California, writes, Aristotle used the term entelechy to express what could be called the growth principle. He saw every living thing moving inexorably toward fulfillment. This growth principle is in every blade of grass and in every human cell. It resides deep in the heart of each individual. Anxiety and stress stifle it and slow it down. Inner peace and serenity provide the environment in which entelechy can take place at its fullest. Aristotle believed, and more fully Jesus Christ believed, that within each individual is a gold mine just waiting to be discovered, utilized, and enjoyed. Discover your gold mine today by discovering your real self. 50 Seconds Please is a community service of Crescent Hill United Methodist Church, Frankfort and Peterson Avenues, Louisville, Kentucky. This is Billy Cox.
When anyone asks, tell them you listen to WCSN at 99 FM. With beautiful music in stereo. This is WCSN Louisville, 99 FM.
Tri-City Olds is proud that our Cutlass is the best-selling car in the midsize class. One big reason is gas mileage. The EPA ratings show our Cutlass tied for the lead among all V6 engines. But our 260 V8 beats all the other V8s in our class. And now Tri-City is selling Cutlass Supreme Coupes with power steering and brakes from only $49.95. That's right, only $49.95, and only at Kentucky's largest, Tri-City Olds, Waterson Expressway, and Breckenridge Lane.
This is WCSN Stereo, 99 FM.
People use our money to get the most out of life, like a trip too far away, or something that you need today.
Bills are a fact of life. There's no way to avoid them. But there is a way to get help paying them, and that's with a bill payer loan from HFC. With a bill payer loan, you could consolidate your bills and make just one monthly payment that may be less than the total you're paying now. So call HFC and ask about a bill payer loan. Household Finance, an equal opportunity lender.
People use our money to get the most out of life. Come on in to HFC.
The right ingredient to make every day beautiful. WCSN 99 FM.
Governor Julian Carroll.
The Kentucky Department of Energy isn't just talking about our energy problem, it's doing something about it. Through its conservation program, we can save vital energy resources and prevent rationing. In Kentucky, rationing would have a severe impact on the tourism industry, which is so important to our economy. But it's either conservation today or rationing tomorrow. Energy conservation. It depends on you and me.
For more information, call the Department of Energy hotline, 1-800-372-2978.
From 99 FM, WCSN Stereo Music.
Thank you.
Make someone happy. Tell them about 99 FM, WCSN.
Hi, I'm Reggie Jackson. Somebody once said, what you don't know won't hurt you. That's what you think. Let's check your batting average on three big questions. One, what are the symptoms of high blood pressure? The answer, there usually are no symptoms. Two, what happens when high blood pressure is left untreated? Well, it can lead to stroke, heart disease, and kidney disease. And the big one, when did you last have your blood pressure checked? Detected early, high blood pressure can almost always be controlled with medication and your doctor's help. See your doctor now.
When you hear beautiful music, you're listening to 99 FM, WCSN.
There's only one WCSN, 99 FM, and we're getting better with age.
September 10th, 1919, America opened its arms to returning World War I doughboys who had done the job over there. Christmas 1945, the end of World War II, and once more we turned out to say thanks. It's been more than 6 years since our soldiers came back from Vietnam. During Vietnam Veterans Week, beginning May 28th, we'll have a chance to say, welcome home. A message from the White House Veterans Federal Coordinating Committee.
A world of music, ever turning, ever changing, at 99 FM, WCSN. With beautiful music in stereo, this is WCSN Louisville, 99 FM.
Here's the news from WCSN. Negotiators for striking machinists reviewed the terms of the latest contract offer from United Airlines Tuesday. A mediator working to end the weeks-long United strike called that a good sign. A Transportation Department survey indicates that if the current demand for small energy-efficient cars continues through the entire year, the United States could reduce its dependence on foreign oil by 3%. Egypt's President Sadat Tuesday suggested that he'd be willing to end his diplomatic war with the Soviet Union if Moscow does likewise. But Sadat warned that that did not mean the Soviets could interfere with domestic Egyptian affairs. Democratic leaders Tuesday urged the Senate to give President Carter an end-of-June deadline to decide if U.S. trade sanctions against Rhodesia should be lifted. The State Department has recalled the U.S. ambassador to Chile in apparent response to Chile's refusal to extradite three former secret police officials sought in connection with the Washington assassination of a Chilean descendant leader. A Louisville civil rights leader says the county school board may be, quote, playing games by voting down money to ease first-grade busing tension. By a 5-2 vote, the board Monday night said no to a spending $45,000 for community relations. Local black leader Aubrey Williams says any alternative plan will probably be watered down. Some board members opposing the plan objected to the hiring of a human relations consultant. Others called the expenditure unnecessary because local busing wasn't something new to Jefferson County. It looks like the anti-busing group, the Valley Regulars, will get to use a local community center, after all, for a Ku Klux Klan speech. The Metro Parks Department recently denied the use of a building to the Regulars, saying the Klan speech was too controversial. But the Kentucky Civil Liberties Union, representing the regulars, called the denial a violation of constitutional rights. The union's director, Jessica Schickler, says that's why the problem was settled out of court. The regulars will get to use the Sun Valley Community Center Saturday, May 26. An autopsy was ordered Tuesday on the body of Police Lieutenant James Morgan, an apparent suicide victim who died of carbon monoxide poisoning. Deputy Jefferson County Coroner Charlotte Weber said the body of the 23-year police force veteran was found Monday night in his unmarked police car, which was still running when it was discovered. Morgan was assigned to the Police Detective Bureau. In sports, the NBA made it official Tuesday and announced that Irvin Magic Johnson of Michigan State and Sly Williams of Rhode Island have given up their college eligibility and can be selected in the June 25th draft. Johnson, a two-time All-American, led the Michigan State Spartans to the NCAA championship. The Louisville weather, clear, cool nights, mostly sunny, mild days through Thursday. Highs Wednesday in the low 70s, lows Wednesday night in the upper 40s. Highs Thursday in the mid-70s. I'm Tim England reporting for WCSN News.
When anyone asks, tell them you listen to WCSN at 99 FM.